So we said that the illusion of transparency is a tendency for people to overestimate the degree to which their personal mental state is known by others. And we know that the illusion of transparency creates a gap between how we see ourselves and how others really see us. Let's look at an example. There was a public speaking test done where three groups, control, reassured, and informed, had 5 minutes to prepare a speech which they would be reading to a crowd. The first group, control, was given no helpful instructions. The second group, reassured, was reassured that it was okay to feel anxious and nervous before a speech. The last group, informed, was told about the study of illusion of transparency, and that the observers do not see the speaker's emotions as much as the speakers think they do. The resulting scores were as expected, and the last group, informed, scored the highest in speech quality and had the least stress and anxiety levels, whereas the first group, control, had the worst scores. Ultimately, people believe that others viewing them can access and see their emotions, like nervousness. However, the reality is, the only person even aware of their emotions is themselves.